Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as you notice, happy Stewardship Sunday. When you hear the gospel, do you see the Christ story in it? Okay. Reject the person who becomes cornerstone. You know, what will they do to us? Well, let's talk about stewardship for a minute, because that's what today is, and the readings all go along with this. Stewardships, and I looked this up, you know, I'm a big one about, you know, what does the word actually mean? It's the position and duties of a steward. Okay? A person who acts as the surrogate of another or others, especially by managing property, financial affairs, such as an estate. The responsible overseeing and protection of something considered worth caring for. Now, for example, like new regulatory changes will result in better stewardship of lands that are crucial for open space and wildlife habitat. Took that out of the newspaper this week. Okay. Now, notice that money isn't mentioned here at all, except for managing financial affairs. Well, go to a fancy restaurant. Who comes to your table? Especially if you want to have a bottle of wine. The wine steward, okay? The person who comes to serve you. How about on a cruise? Who's your server? The steward. Who takes care of our church? Stewards. So, a steward is somebody who serves others. You know, I'm not preaching today about giving more money. We take care of that. You know, in fact, one of the things I've never even mentioned in 6 years of being a pastor, money, until we had to talk about what was going on in here. So, stewardship does not mean giving money. Well, I'll tell you what, all y'all are doing good in that area. Folks, that's Texas talk. Especially when somebody says, I'll tell you what, they're from Texas. But it's one of those things we do so well here, but yet is the ministry just here or is the ministry out there? It's out there, okay? Now, this is a five Sunday month, and Jerry stood up and talked about Jesus Loves You ministry and our support of that. We talked in council. Next month, we're going to do the donations again for a month because this is probably the time that things are getting tough, and so they could use it. If we do it all the time, we get burnt out, but I think it's time for us to do that again. So who are the people that do this? Stewards, people that take care of things. Now, be honest, how many of you, when you saw the subject in my sermon today, stewardship, pastor's gonna talk about money, okay? How many of you thought that? Okay, it's not that, okay? You know what I'm thinking? Let's look at what the scripture was teaching us about this. The Old Testament. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Okay. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. In other words, they're going to work for something, aren't they? Okay. Service is a new thing that leads us to do something, doesn't it? Now, service, is that a law or a gospel? What's the difference again? Gospel is what we receive. Law is what we do. So if we're doing service, it's law, isn't it? Because it's an action. Our song. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. And then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Think about that one for a second. Is that law or gospel? Because the Lord has done great things for them. That's gospel. Okay. All right. In Bible study on Wednesday, we were discussing how Ruth worked in the fields taking grain from the sheaves. And that's when Joseph Jeff spoke up and said, boy, there's a hymn on that. I almost picked Bringing in the Sheaves today as one of our hymns. But it's not really dealing, it's more about giving monetary, bringing in the sheaves, the fruits of that to the church. No, that's not what we're talking about today. So that's why we're not singing Bringing in the Sheaves. All right, then in our gospel, we have the evil tenants who tried to steal what belonged to the master when he was somewhere else. And do you think they paid the price for killing the master's son? Of course they did. You know, so the thing is that they were given something as a trust to take care of. The master came back and said, all right, I'm ready for my part. He just said, I'm not going to take it all. You can still keep part of it. Okay. And that's, am I saying something wrong? Okay. Does God lead us to understand stewardship? Yeah, I think so too. Here's what happened. You know, our readings are picked to go along in a story. It's my job, in fact, what they told us, the job is to unpack the scriptures. What do you mean unpack the scriptures? It's not like a suitcase, is it? Well, yeah, it is in some respects. What we have to do is go through and find out the themes that tie in together and what they're meaning and let us lead through the scripture. But I think in Paul's letter to the epistle in the Philippians, and remember, epsis is the Greek word for hope, okay? Not just letter, but I think it really is bringing that home. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things. I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish. So if you lose everything, it's rubbish, okay? It's not a loss, it's just I got rid of it. In order that I may gain Christ and be found in him. So what is the value, the rubbish, the things you lost, or Christ? I think sometimes even all of us get mixed up on that. You know, we looked at something, the thing. In my, if you're ever at the house, we have a little china cabinet, curio cabinet there, I had to think of the word. On the top is a cut glass vinegar bottle. I always thought it was a wine bottle, but it's a vinegar bottle. And the cut glass is hand cut. My grandparents, when they left Russia, hand carried that vinegar bottle. And they gave it to my grandparents. My great grandparents gave it to my grandparents as a wedding gift. Now I have it. Okay. That's the thing to me that's really important, is it as important as Jesus? No, it's just a thing. Things can be replaced. Although that one might be a little hard to be replaced, if you know what I mean. But that's the thing. Sometimes we put too much emphasis on something we receive, okay, rather than on our Lord and Savior. But I like this next part. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but which comes from our faith in Christ. The righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Why are we with him? When we went to the baptismal font, one of the things that is done in the prayer there, when we go to, where is it? Back there. When we go to that baptismal font, we die with Christ at that font. But then we gain new life with the Holy Spirit entering into us. Okay. And remember that baptism is an exorcism. Because that's when the evil spirits are driven out by the Holy Spirit. Now, it doesn't mean that we can't let them back in. Okay? But it takes a lot of work to, on our part, to try and live like Jesus wants us to live. And by living that way, we help others. That's when we become stewards. Does that make sense to you today? You know, it's not giving money. Yeah, money's important. But what it is giving of our time and our talents and our energy to serve Jesus. Not because we have to for salvation. That's already been given to us. But because we want to share that salvation with others. We want to share that blessing of eternal life and resurrection with those in need. We want to be stewards of God's kingdom, not just ours. Does that make sense? And that's one of the things I think stewardship is so important. Now, what does the scripture say? The scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on him at that very hour, for they perceived that he had told this parable against them. But they feared the people. Even back then, were there people who didn't get it? Of course. And there's probably a lot of Christians today that don't get it. Because stewardship does not mean money. Stewardship means the love of Christ working through us. Because remember, what we receive, what comes out. Gospel, law. Okay? That's one of the things that's beautiful about the cross. Because what we receive flows out of us. As Luther says, it becomes a conduit for this to flow out of us onto others. So, not only is this law, this is stewardship. Make sense? Yeah. And that's what I think when we start looking at all of this. We serve God because we want to serve Him. Not for our betterment, but for the betterment of our brothers and sisters. For the betterment of things that are important. You know, I belong to Lutherans for Life, and we combat abortion. Okay. Why? Because I think it's important. What do you give of yourselves to what you think is important? Food for thought, isn't it? Think about that. How do you serve Jesus? And why? So that we may share the benefits of salvation with those in need. That's most certainly true. May the stewardship of God's gift of resurrection keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.